The exercises which are presented in this audio recording have been kindly provided by the Italian team, Casimiro Alaimo and Stefania Vitale. There are several exercises for creating an ensemble, for building a real group out of the individuals involved in a theater workshop, as well as some skills developing exercises. The first exercise which we are going to present to you here is a part of the so-called trust games. Its title is The Pole. This exercise varies according to the number of participants as far as length is concerned. It also varies according to the experience variability which the conductor decides for each pupil. The learning objectives of this exercise include discovering and exploring your own body through the physical contact with other peers, as well as empowering the trust in oneself, as well as trust in others, exploring by letting yourself go to the contact of your body with your peers' bodies, facilitating the process of immediate contact. No materials are necessary for this exercise. How does the implementation go? Groups should be formed in a way involving from 8 to 12 participants. The participants should make a circle standing on their feet, close to each other, embracing one another by finding with arms and legs the peer on the right and on the left, in order to create a true group embrace. One by one, members of the group will go inside the circle, stand in the center of it, close their eyes, and then the group will start to emit a vocal sound which will continue for the whole length of the exercise, so that the person inside the circle can explore his or her body and his or her peers, letting themselves go, moving, relying on the circle, trusting in the fact that the circle is ready to welcome the body in the center. The conductor will regulate the length of the exercise for each pupil, depending on the need that is defined for each pupil. In order to evaluate this exercise, you could ask if the participants can elaborate on how they felt while being a part of the circle and how they felt while being inside the circle, which was better for them, which they preferred. Trust games are indispensable in a theater workshop, especially if the participants are blind or partially sighted. These exercises help to have a better trust in oneself, in the others, and in the surrounding world. They develop a greater self-presence, a greater sensitivity, and a better understanding of all the other senses. The training on trust in a protected environment, such as a theater workshop or laboratory, permits to live the fullest, in a conscious way, a collective dimension in which everyone can think, personally focusing on his or her individual behavior, which becomes a fundamental contribution, together of course with all the others, for a conscious group growth. Pragmatically, group work runs finely when the members install real trust conditions in themselves and among each other. Actions become fluid when everyone is concentrated on his or her own task, trusting the others and the quality and manner of how they implement their tasks. The next exercise that has been presented is the so-called Japanese greeting. This exercise can last up to 25 minutes. It is a concentration exercise, the objective of which is to learn to work in unison. No materials are necessary for this exercise. How does the implementation go? The participants stand in a circle. The conductor, the leader, helps the group to find the concentration they need in order to start the exercise. The facilitator pays attention to the participant's posture, which must be relaxed and as neutral as possible. The facilitator chooses a conductor among the participants. This conductor has to take a step forward and stretch out an arm, left or right, doesn't matter, towards the center of the circle and say loudly the vocal sound HA. We need to pay attention to the fact that this conductor, this leader, should only take the step and make the sound after he or she is quite convinced that everyone in the group has tuned to the same energy, that everyone is present, attentive, and focused. As the conductor starts this movement, initiates the step forward and the vocalization of HA, the whole group has to attempt to do the same movement and sound in perfect synchrony and symphony together with the leader. Then all participants step back, return to their starting position, ready for a new try with the new leader. This exercise should better be done with eyes closed, so that all participants are at the same advantage when doing the exercise, considering that some might be completely blind while others may have some useful vision. How to evaluate this exercise? You could ask the questions: how did you feel while doing the exercise? How did you feel as a leader? How did you manage the synchrony? This is an excellent exercise for concentration, for listening closely, and for feeling as being one with the rest of the group. The next fun exercise is called Vampires. It takes about 15 minutes, and its purpose is to build group dynamics and also to tune up to concentration, to warm up the bodies as well. No materials are necessary for this exercise. All participants are in the playing area with their eyes closed again. They walk all over the space. The facilitator then decides and touches one of the participants. This participant will immediately let out a cry of terror, of horror, and turn into a vampire. This vampire has to catch his or her mates and touch as many people as possible around in order to make them all become vampires. In case a vampire touches another vampire, the latter becomes human again and will emit a sound of pleasure, a sigh. All participants must hear the cries and or sighs in order to be aware about the number increasing or decreasing of vampires and humans. This exercise ends only when all participants have managed to become vampires. In order to evaluate this exercise, you could ask if the participants enjoyed it and how they felt during the exercise. It's a fun exercise for all kinds of participants with all skill levels. It should increase the concentration and awareness of the participants and get them ready for follow-up exercises. The next exercise is called Freeze. When speaking about its duration, well, it depends on the number of the words proposed by the facilitators. But let's say that each action, from giving the word through the body compositions and the mutual observation, requires a couple of minutes at the most. The learning objectives of this exercise are discovering and exploring of a theme to be illustrated through your own body and nothing else. This exercise allows the participants to explore a topic through a corporal and nonverbal approach, facilitating the process of an immediate contact with no cognitive and rationalizing mediation. Also to recognize at once, through the body's observations, the different subjective interpretations of that particular topic and its social interpretation within the community. To let the conductor, the facilitator, observe the drama competences of the body, meaning how the body is used by participants to produce meanings, which body parts, which directions, how the participant uses space, and so on. Also observe the corporal style, the type of gestures that are being used, the tendency of building abstract or realistic forms, and so on. No materials are necessary for this exercise either. How does implementation go? While standing in a circle, the conductor proposes a theme by throwing a word which indicates a social category, a role, a human condition. For example, it could be, the word could be mother or doctor or poor or something else. Or a verb that entails an action, loving, working, rioting, whatever. The conductor gives a few seconds to let the participants think, and then he or she asks them to turn at once on a determined signal, composing in space with their own body the shape that the proposed object expresses. The participants shall model a static image, either all together or one after the other, even if it might entail a movement. They should model an image like it was a photo. Each image is isolated, but it presumes the presence of other persons or objects within the same area. The pose should be kept for some time in order to be observed by the others, as the conductor would suggest. How did evaluation go? How did you feel during the exercise? Could be a question to ask the participants. Was there an assignment you did enjoy most, and why? The exercise is particularly suitable whether we explore social or cultural topics, since the request of body activation is quite easy and can be proposed to all skill levels and to all kinds of persons. It is most appropriate for those who approach theater for the very first time, and it can be used both in phase of initial exploration as well as a transition step from theoretical elaboration phase to a physical creative activity. The next exercise is called Walk As If. It takes about 30 minutes. Its learning objectives are a transition to the stage fiction, staging of the body for representation of a situation. No special materials are necessary for this exercise. How does the implementation go? The group walks around in the playing area. When the group has reached good quality of movement and concentration, the facilitator will give a series of commands belonging to the category as if. The commands could belong to the spatial or atmospheric category. For example, walk as if you were in a swamp, walk as if you are in the desert, walk as if you are in the countryside, walk as if it is raining upon you, walk as if there is a very strong sun, walk as if it is snowing up to your knees, and so on. It could be connected to the color category. Walk as if you were the color blue, or red, or yellow, or green. As well as to the category of emotions and feelings. For example, walk as if you're angry, walk as if you're happy, joyful, walk as if you fear something, if you're curious, walk as if you are falling in love, and so on. For evaluation, you could use the following questions. For example, how did you feel during the exercise? Which assignment did you enjoy most? Was there something that popped out as most amusing, most fun, and why? This exercise presents a practical opportunity to combine playful imagination with theatrical exercise, facilitating the transition from everyday dimension to creative space and time. The last exercise to share here is entitled Go Down. It should take about 15 minutes, and its learning objectives are to achieve a conscious body, to control the rhythm of your body and the group organizing the action time. No materials are necessary for this exercise. How does the implementation go? The starting position is standing still in anyone's creative space. The conductor counts aloud from 1 to 20. Each group member has the task of reaching a position on the ground, on the floor, going down gradually during this time that is counted from 1 to 20. The movement has to follow a regular rhythm without slowdowns or accelerations. Repeat several times, changing the position on the ground until the group reaches a nice, harmonious rhythm. The same sequence can be given with variations of time. For example, same sequence in 40 seconds. Then the sequence can be repeated by gradually reducing the number of seconds until you reach 5 seconds, for example. When evaluating, you could ask the following questions. How did you feel during the exercise? How would you assess your body control? Would you move faster, slower next time when doing the same exercise? The body is fully involved in the action, not just the legs, and should catch that rhythm. The exercise works on concentration and listening to the group. The experience of the time variation of rhythm, going from a soft fall to a sudden drop, is useful to understanding that rhythm and time have to do with the sense, the meaning of the action. Working on what the body conveys when it moves, creating images and